There's one thing an agency can't do for you. They can't replace the creator habit or the amplifying effect a strong personal brand has on helping you cut through the noise online. But how do you get started with this? How do you start building the muscle which, in time, leads to you becoming the go-to expert, supplier, or partner in your industry? It all comes back to content. And this week, I want to focus on what should be the beating content heart of most businesses, the blog. My name is Bob Gentle, and welcome to Amplify. On Mondays, I have guest interviews, but today you get just me. If this is your first time with me, then don't forget to subscribe on your podcast player so you don't miss new weekly episodes. Plus, you can get some of the back catalogue when you finish this one. When I look at the websites of most businesses, the blog is normally a source of unspoken shame or embarrassment. Everyone was so excited when the website was being built, and there were no shortages of people volunteering, putting their hand up to contribute content. Then the site went live, and all those volunteers somehow found more important things to do. That's normal, and it doesn't get fixed when marketing agencies come on board either. Marketing agencies know that writing blog posts is hard work, and in order for them to be effective, they have to come from a place where both passion and knowledge have a home. Agencies will also avoid your blog for the simple reason that they're normally playing a short to medium-term game. There are three main strands to a digital marketing strategy, and one of the problems with the industry is that people, agencies, possibly more than anyone else, try to pretend this isn't the case. Activities can be split into things which have a short-term impact, a medium-term impact, and a long-term impact. The things which have the biggest long-term impact are the things which most agencies are just not equipped to deliver for you, certainly not on a small or medium-sized business's budget. So the three strands of digital strategy start with short-term. Online advertising. This isn't an episode about advertising, but in simple terms, if you start running ads today, they will start working for you today, and they'll continue working with some adjustments until you turn them off. The next strand is medium term, social media, social networking, and active search engine optimization. For a lot of people, this is where digital marketing begins and ends. These activities tend to lead to results in around 6 months, with some outlying short-term effects often. And then there's the long-term strand. This is blogging, podcasting, and YouTube. These three content types are doing something special. Think of the three strands, short, medium, and long-term, as investment categories. The longer the term of the investment, the higher the interest. These three formats, blog, podcast, and YouTube, in the order that I'm presenting them, pay the highest interest. Blogging is an entry-level, high-interest content type, with podcasting and YouTube playing much higher interest rates and greater dividends over time. The long-term component of a digital marketing strategy is one which a lot of agencies try to brush under the carpet. And a big reason for this is that it's nearly impossible to subcontract or delegate. When Gary Vaynerchuk speaks about the need for every business to be 80% whatever they do for money and 20% media company, this is what he meant. Like any long-term investment, they take discipline, and the rewards for this discipline over time can be spectacular. So before I start with the good reasons to blog, I'm going to cover some bad reasons to blog. So bad reason number one, I'm going to blog and I'm going to get famous. The internet is saturated by blogs, and unless you're taking a much more intelligent approach to your digital strategy and have something to say which is amazing, this isn't going to happen. Bad reason to blog number two, I'm going to blog and get rich. A blog on its own isn't going to be the thing which changes your world, but it can be an important component. Unless your topic is very popular and people are willing to spend a lot to reach your audience, the blog on its own isn't going to earn money. Bad reason to blog number three. I'm going to blog because someone said I should. If you're going to maintain the discipline to regularly contribute to a blog, then unless you're an idiot, you'll need to know why. You need to understand how your efforts, sustained for months or years, contribute to the bigger picture. So those are the bad reasons to blog. Now let's look at some of the good reasons. So good reason to blog, number one, is it helps you kickstart the creator habit. Podcasting and YouTube do pay higher returns, but they ask a lot of us in return. They're a very big commitment. This commitment isn't just of time, but of creative energy, and often a level of personal exposure we're just not prepared for. Starting with a blog allows us to start the creator habit, or the habit of making something which we then put out into the world. With a blog, for most people, there's the least resistance. Good reason number two, it elevates your social media content. Social media, without regular good quality content, is just noise. For a lot of people and businesses, noise is the standard approach to social media. If you want to stand out, a blog gives you the opportunity to do just that. Blog content gives you the opportunity to let people go deeper with you on social media. It allows a conversation to start and for you to invite people into your content and really meet you. Good reason number three, it invests in your search engine profile. Good SEO consultants will tell you that the biggest single contributor to your search profile is good quality content being regularly added to your website. That sounds a lot like a blog to me. This is one of the less often talked about benefits of blogging. My company hosts hundreds of websites for all kinds of businesses, and we track all of them. My own data matches industry data and clearly shows that websites with blogs where content has been added consistently over time, A, rank better for chosen search terms, and B, see most inbound traffic generated by the blog posts themselves rather than the standard website pages. Good reason number four. It builds your authority. Regularly creating and sharing content on your topic of choice will, over time, position you as an authority in your field. This authority becomes a competitive advantage, again, over time. If becoming the expert who's invited to speak at conferences, contribute in the press, is something which would help your business, then, in time, a blog can position you so this can happen. A blog is what you might call the first step in the authority ladder. Podcasts, YouTube channels, and even books are all on this ladder, but the higher you climb, the more commitment you'll need. However, the higher you climb, the less people are around you, the more impact you can have, and the more visible you'll become. Your business might do something you feel is boring or mundane. You might feel it's nothing new or it's so obscure nobody would be interested. Some of that might be true. Have a look through the good reasons I've given you. And if you can honestly say that none of them could apply to you, then don't bother with blogging. If you do manage to reach the conclusion that none of those benefits could apply to you, then I also think you're probably wrong. Writing a blog can have a big impact, but it should always be seen as a long-term investment. Like any long-term investment, its power is in the compound effect over time. It won't change your business in days or weeks. In a year or two, if you commit to regular content, you might look back and say it was the best thing you ever did for your business. Right now, a lot of people are at home and they can't do the things they normally do. It's probably the best time to start the creator habit. Do some research and make a big list of topic ideas. Don't worry if there seems to be a lot of competition. It really doesn't matter. The benefits I outlined earlier are about helping you become competition-proof. If you enjoyed this episode, then I would love for you to review it on iTunes. It's the best way to help me reach more subscribers. I read every single one and they mean a lot to me. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on your podcast player, and also think about joining me over on YouTube. Just search Bob Gentle. I'm just making a start there, and your support would be very welcome. Wherever you are, I hope you're healthy, safe, and staying at home. I'm Bob Gentle. You've been listening to Amplify, and see you again on Monday.